December 8th, Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First order of business, if everybody please silence their cell phones. Next two items will be the Pledge of Allegiance and the invocation. Ask everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. If doing either one, you are uncomfortable and wish to leave, you may step out. And Mr. Berry will retrieve you and bring you in, since the chief is up here. Everybody rise, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come down tonight, to come down here to conduct the people's business, Lord. We ask that you help us to conduct it in a way that suits you and benefits the people, Lord, that we want to do it in your will and only in your will. Lord, let every vote follow your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Mr. Berry, would you please check outside? You're going to be my gopher for a minute. Would you please check and see if there's anybody here for the citizen comments?
Nobody signed up, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next item is a consent agenda. Does anybody have any additions, subtractions they'd like to make? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
A motion from Mr. Watts. We have a second, please.
A second.
A second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion? There being no discussion, vote. Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
And Mr. Higginbotham.
Aye.
5-0-0. Next item is the correspondent and staff reports. They're all attached. If you have anything, you should have been able to read those. The next are committee reports. Finance Committee, Ms. Carton.
No meeting,
nothing
to report.
Utilities, Mr. Watts.
No meeting, no report.
Our Personnel Committee, Ms. Carton.
Yes, the Personnel Committee met on November 30th, and to interview, discuss, make a decision on the new town attorney, and it is the committee's suggestion that we go with, what is their full name?
Deal and Lachney, sorry,
I only had the one part.
So is that a recommendation and a motion from the committee?
Yes, sir, it is.
With that, we need no second. Is there any discussion? Being no discussion, roll call vote. Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
And Mr. Higginbotham.
Aye.
5-0-0 is carried. Thank you, sir. We look forward to the future. I got two things before I move on. First,
I don't know if everybody's met Mr. Lansing. I jumped the gun on you, buddy.
I'll get back at you. That's where we were going with that. Because the first thing I wanted to do was, before I forget, was to, I guess, basically dissolve the ad hoc personnel committee. So that committee has been relieved of its duties, and thank you very much. Now, you can do what you were going to do, Mr. Berry, if you want to introduce him, and then, because then I have something to tell both of you afterwards.
Well, the gentleman is here, is Eric Lansing, and he brought his lovely bride with him. Meg, I met her at lunch. We went up to Gilbert's and had a nice lunch. Why don't you stand up, Eric, please? And he gave me a call, and we landed on a blessing bakery, and so we had a nice hour meeting, and he knows about every one of them. So he had some good information. He brings you some good information. Brings you some hair without dye. So I know you're looking forward to the services of his company. They look like they specialize in this particular area, and so we're going to have a few files we go exchange, but. I know you will be as accommodating to him as you have been to me. And I know he's going to look forward to working for you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lansing, would you like to address anything, or?
Well, I would just, I'd love to thank the town council for the privilege of being able to represent you. I want to thank Tom for his hospitality and welcoming me to the town and taking me out to lunch earlier today. And I want to thank my wife for being here. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking very forward to working with you all.
Thank you very much. My thing is, and y'all have started the process,
yes, sir,
and are well on the way. I was going to say that I wanted to make sure you two got together, you sat down, Mr. Berry, you know, exchanged things,
yes,
that was going on to run him up to speed. So y'all are well on your way of that, but I'm still, you know, just putting that out there.
You'll be in good shape.
Y'all be in good shape. Fantastic. I had no question. There was no question in my mind. So thank you very much, Mr. Berry. I'll address you later. you can sit there and wonder, but that's okay. Other reports, the Planning Commission is attached, IDA is attached, Property Maintenance Investigation Board, no meeting, Robbie Lee, Water, their meetings are minutes are attached. If there was any questions, I would say probably contact Ms. Carter. She'd be able to direct you in the right direction. Discussion items, H, the proposed sewer and service from Papa Grove. Ms. Carter.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a proposal that has been discussed many times, I think, in the past, long ago, and has come back to us. We have before you tonight Brian Cosman, who is an engineer with Hurt and Profit, as well as his client with Poplar Grove. So they're really looking for an agreement to connect with wastewater with us under your utilities policy and the amendments that you made in the past. There is no availability cost. The cost would be their cost to hook up. So they would have to build a pretty substantial pipe to get from Poplar Grove to our Union Hill pipe into the interceptor. So they would be taking care of that, and then that would be then donated to the town for our use. Instead of metering, since it's just wastewater, we would be also looking to have an agreement with Amherst County Service Authority, who provides the water. So we would take their water billing and use that to do sewer billing. We are looking at a limitation on the gallons, because we know that at some point we would need to seek additional improvements to the actual treatment facility so that we did not use all of our capacity. Of course, we want to retain capacity for the industrial park. And they're aware of all of that. What I'm really looking for from council tonight is just your authorization to continue forward with this. I think that Mr. Cosman and I have, along with Mr. Williams and Mr. White, have really gotten really close to a good solid agreement, but we wanted to make sure we talked with this with you, that you're comfortable, and we'll finalize that and bring it back to you. Of course, Mr. Watts, representing the Utilities Committee, has spent some additional time on this and has endorsed this, but wanted to bring it to you. And Mr. Cosman, I don't know what you'd like to add to that.
Hold on one second. Ms. Carter.
I just wanted to be upfront with all of my council members and let you know that there is no conflict of interest where I'm sitting, but I want you all to decide whether you're comfortable with me in on this conversation going forward, if this moves forward. My husband and Mr. Cosman work very closely together through the engineering firm that they worked through for Poplar Grove. So if any of you feel as though that would be a compromise for me sitting here on this, I'm willing to, you know, recuse myself from this topic for that purpose only. So that I'm going to leave that up to you all, and then you can let me know from there. And then I don't want it to be a problem in the future if this moves forward. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
I'm good with it.
I don't see a problem.
Yeah, the consensus would be fine. Everybody nod your head yes?
Everybody's
good.
Okay.
Everybody's good.
Okay.
Everybody's good.
That's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to
put
it out there.
All right. There we go. All right. So, Sarah, back to you. Where did you want the
Mr. Cosman, did you
want to? I mean, I'm here available to answer any questions you may have. We're not looking to provide sewer for the whole development. It's mainly the proposed restaurant that they're looking at adding, Manor House, a clubhouse. When we do the design for the sewer pipe, we will design it to accommodate much more the development, but that's for us to, you know, decide later on. We think that potentially the individual single family home lots would probably stay on the drain field. Just the cost associated with an out of town connection is expensive, but a commercial business can handle that a little better than an individual single family. So there's still some changes and some planning to do on our end, but the initial thing is run that sewer line and get the restaurant, clubhouse, the main central part of that development on the public's.
And so you're asking for what from council again tonight?
Really just an authorization to move forward. I think we're very close to an agreement. I would like to, you know, make sure we're firmed up from a staff point of view, from an engineering point of view, and from a legal point of view, and plan on bringing you what we feel like is an approvable agreement and shoot for your February meeting is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Would I be out of bounds, Ms. Carter, if I put this back and had the Utilities Committee in January bring it back, let them meet about it one more time? Since we're adding, and I will get to this very shortly, but we will be adding a new member to the Utilities Committee tonight.
Okay.
So let them two get, and then they can bring it back as a motion from the committee in January, and we can move on from there. Does that seem workable?
Yes.
From the staff side?
Yes.
Do you think you have an agreement by then?
It may be February, because obviously we need to handle the legal review part, so I think we need to make sure all those I's are dotted and T's crossed. And, you know, with the transition, I know Mr. Berry's trying to close up books for us, and Mr. Langston's trying to open new ones, so I would shoot probably for February. But
well, that's something that y'all can work out with staff to work it together. And then you can let us know and say, okay, we're ready to come back. We've done it.
So do you want us to bring back the agreement once this...
Yes, I would like you to bring it all back.
Okay.
And y'all sit down, kind of like the ad hoc committee did with the attorney. You bring everything back, and y'all have reviewed it.
Okay.
Because we have confidence in what y'all are going to bring to us. So you bring it back, and then if we have any questions, we can address them and move from there. Okay?
Okay.
So that's where we're at with that, Ms. Carter.
Okay. Yes,
so that would be staff. And then while I'm here, the new member of the Utilities Committee will be Mr. Higginbotham. He will replace Mr. Bunch. And while we're all at that, welcome. Officially welcome. I meant to do that at the top, and I looked right over it. So I guess that means you're just here.
The junior member of the committee brings dinner.
Oh,
the three of us.
You can take care of that. So, okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Carter, the purchase approval for clearing and mulching.
So I will start this with saying I'm very sorry to be doing this way, because this is backwards. Normally, when you have a purchase that is over $5,000 and we know that we're going to have that, we bring it to you in advance and we ask you to approve it. This was a purchase that we believed was going to be under $5,000, and what it is we started out with the need to do mulching and clearing of the stormwater ponds in Brockman Park. So because of the topography associated with it, we don't have the proper equipment to do that. Mr. Thompson found a company that actually had, it's almost like one of those movable mower things that's mounted, and then it really goes in and mulches all of the small trees and the brush, and he said it did a phenomenal job. And we knew kind of how long that was going to take. So it was, let's proceed on that. And so I asked Mr. Thompson to get it done. When Mr. Thompson saw how well it worked, he went ahead and had a second drainage pond done at Brockman, and then had a sewer right-of-way that we can't get to also done. Once that all came together, the invoice, which was on a single invoice, exceeded my purchase authority. And so I did go ahead and authorize staff to pay the invoice, because the contractor was not the one at fault, and I did not want a small business person waiting to be paid because we had not set everything up correctly. So that's why I say is my mea culpa, so I am asking you retroactively to approve this purchase, which would be divided between our sewer maintenance fund and our industrial park fund for the purchase of $7,250 of oil.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve this.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second, please?
Second.
A second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion?
I'm sure it looks lovely.
If they do. Mr. Thompson was thrilled with the work, which is why when he saw how well it worked, he was like, oh, we've got to get that sewer right away. Now, this will be great. And when I saw the invoice, I was like, oh. And since, you know, as you know, we've talked about this recently with the Finance Committee, if something is already budgeted, specifically, and it's between that $5,000 and $10,000 range, it could just go to the Finance Committee. But this wasn't a specific line item that was budgeted, so here we go.
There we go, and we have a second, so no further discussion. Vote, Mr. Higginbotham.
Aye.
Aye. All right, while we're doing this, I'll explain. Because we're on YouTube and being broadcast, we now do a roll call for every vote.
Okay.
So instead of raising our hands now,
we do it.
Sorry, we left you at the end. But I helped you along with that one. We're good to go. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheat?
Aye.
Motion carried, 5-0-0. Matters from staff, Major Hawley, you have anything?
No, sir.
Congratulations on where your chief and everybody is tonight.
Thank you.
It's going to be great to come tomorrow. I love the new car.
Mm-hmm. It's outside, whoever wants to
is
see
it. Well, I'll tell you what. I have got calls from people that saw it during the parade wanting to know about the new car. I mean, I really just random phone calls. People have just, they love it. So,
did they mark it up?
Oh, yes. Go out and make sure you go out and see it.
Oh,
yeah. It is very good. Ms. Hunt?
Just as you're going down Main Street, look up and see the new holiday banner.
Oh, okay.
It looks nice. I've already seen it.
Oh, Mr. Barrett?
No, sir.
Mr. Lancer?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Oh, do you have anything for council? Or anything you'd like to say?
It's not really
that's
a question.
Just, well, yeah, it's not really a question. It's just
he just
like,
puts everybody on the spot.
Thank you for the privilege of being here.
Okay, thank you.
See, we're new.
Mr. Gary? Okay. Matters from council. A couple things. First, on behalf of myself and Mr. Barry, would like to thank you wholeheartedly for your, was it 14 years? Did I read that right? You've been here?
Somebody did an interview.
Okay. thank you for that, your time. You've been invaluable to the town over the years, and so we're happy. And now you and Kyle can just go do your thing, and don't get those phone calls where your secretary goes, Mr. Barry, it's the mayor. So you don't have to worry about him anymore. So
what a lot of you don't know is the mayor was having trouble getting me a couple of times, so he just decided to move base down to Lovingston on Tuesdays and found out the court was on Wednesdays, and that's where he would catch me.
So. Yes. I just walked across the street. So
it's been a privilege.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, Mr. Lansing, do you have your little notebook with you?
I have never seen one of these notebooks.
Okay, well we're gonna get you because I would like, if possible, for the next meeting that you review our town code 20-08 and 20-09.
Okay.
Reference the skateboards on the sidewalk and bicycles on the sidewalk.
I was just looking at those.
So we can get our signs put up and find out what we need to get that done. So
okay.
If you could do that, please.
Yes, sir.
And last is the Christmas decorations. We'd like to thank Gary for the Christmas decorations and really Studio 54. Good job.
Watch the movie. It's out there.
Well, I figured, yeah. And I guess I heard through the grapevine that you figured I was about the only one that would pick up on that.
Well, yeah. it's a possibility.
Okay.
It's about the only one drags through here regularly.
So, All right. Good job, Mr. Gary. Thank you. And like with your shirt, and Becky, you please need to help us a little cheer there.
I think they did all.
Yes, they did. They did. They won the award, no questions. Other than that, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and please be safe. With that, Ms. Wheaton, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I'm just picking up on this, and I don't expect an answer now, but regarding the bikes on the, regarding the skateboards on the, or bikes, both of them, on the sidewalks, could we check as, and you may know this answer already, what about in the bike lane? Obviously, the bikes are allowed in the bike lane. Would a
skateboard would be allowed in the bike lane.
Oh, they are? Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah, they're good there. Because that's basically
the same thing.
Until they pop it, you're on track.
Until they pop it, and that's their problem if they pop it.
Right, at least they have a place, okay.
Ms. Turner, oh, are you finished? I'm sorry, I mean,
yes, that's it.
Ms. Turner?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Watts?
Nothing.
Ms. Carton? And once again, welcome, Mr. Higginbotham. Do you have anything? Okay, based on that, Ms. Major, would you please step out and see if anybody has signed to speak?
Less than a half hour.
Thank you. It's a Christmas present to you. Okay, based on that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Turner? And I have a second from Ms. Wheaton. Is there any discussion on that?
We won't discuss.
No. Roll call, Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned.